Passover. So first, to understand that Passover always falling in the month of the Aries. Month of Aries called the month of the spring. Spring, you say Aviv. Aviv is the father of the 12 months. For that reason, the letter that controls this month is Dalet Ve'e. If you don't act like Dalet and A, you cannot achieve what you meant to achieve in this life. Dalet represents Dala Ve'aniya, being poor. Not have anything, running on empty. A represents the change. How do we know that the letter A represents change? Because we see that the letter A is appear in all the names in the Bible that went through a change. Abraham, Sarah, Rachel cannot have children, so they take a concubine with two A. So every time you see A, it's a change. Every time you see a Dalet, it's poor. So what do you need to be in this month? Empty, poor, I don't have anything. And then you have to add another letter called A, which is a change. So the beginning of this month, which we are, today is the 10th day of Nisan, which is the death anniversary of Miriam, the prophet, death anniversary of the teacher, unknown teacher of Ravash, like the businessman. So it's a very unique time. In Aries, everything is about fire, everything is about energy, everything is about, like, can't stop that energy. Beginning, fresh, you know, like the sign of Aries, they have only beginning. Aries never have something yesterday or today. What's next? So, remember, two letters. Now, so the Dalet is to emphasize I have nothing. A, change. So if you don't go to Pesach like that, you're not going to get the energy that Pesach offer you. Because he has to go to Pesach with the energy of, I got nothing from last year. Not from ego, lack of gratitude. From being honest. What did you accomplish from last year that were close to your dream since you were born? If you think you accomplished 50% of your goal, Ashrecha, good for you. But truly, you didn't accomplish it. And that's why you have to feel Dalet. You have to feel like Dalet. And when you feel like Dalet, you know, you have to feel, I'm poor, I don't have what I want in my life. And then A, what is the change that I'm committing to do? So I know a lot of time, there's two type of people in the Seder. The people who are not connected to anything, they have no idea what's going on. But they're just waiting for the sign to say, eat, or drink, or do something. And there is a type of people who are too busy with everything, and don't even aware that they are not the only one in the room. So there is two types. It seems like two of them are bad, so what is the third type? It's the one who know what's going on with everything, but being aware of the other who don't. Then you are fulfilling the Dalet. You have to fulfill the Dalet. Every time you're about to enjoy meditation, stop, look around, then continue. Don't ever enjoy just a product that, don't feel guilty if you did enjoy also. I mean, don't beat yourself up, because beating yourself up is again busy with yourself. Bottom line, don't be busy doing the night of the Seder with you. Don't be busy, because the energy comes anyway. We're going to go through that in a second. All right. So 12 days, first 12 days, you have 2 days left, are very important. After the 12 days, what we do? We do searching for the chametz. Some weird game where the family hides some bread that they have to tell the father where they hide it, and the father somehow will find it. That's the game. How many pieces? 10. It's a joke. No, actually, the Kabbalists consider that one of the top searching of your spiritual life. So it's not a game like you put 10 pieces of bread and you look for it. It's actually serious business. Like there is the Kavanot from the Rashash, 20 pages meditation. So why it doesn't seem like a big deal? Because people don't make it as a big deal. If you don't get the explanation, it becomes just searching for some pieces of pita that you don't want to eat for the whole year, and you finally have a use for them by putting them in the foil, put them in a corner, make it easy for the father so all can go to sleep. The night of searching of the Chametz, it's a night of searching what's wrong with you. If you do it all year long, then this night has no value. Because people who like to search what's wrong with them never find anything wrong with them. How do you know that you're ready to be find what's wrong with you? How do you know you're ready? When people said you're so stupid and you agree with them. When you are there, then you know you're in a good place. But if people say you're stupid and you get red, you're upset, you attack, you get, you know, there is by psychiatrists. They invented the whole system. I'm not familiar with it yet. I'm reading it. It's a system of, what do you call it? The reaction. How bad you react to whatever come toward you. Screaming, pushing, what do you call it? Biofeedback maybe? It's a biofeedback? No, it's not like that. It's how you react to everything done to you. It's a study that they did in Oregon, I think in 89 or 88, when people were crazy a little bit, because the end of the 80, people were, you know, I'm talking about the people who were 35 to 50 in the 80. Some people were a little bit, what we call muzarim, strange. Some people went, it was free country, Oregon, people did all kind of thing. And they used that, psychologists and psychiatrists, to prove the reaction of humanity. So until you not come down with people say stupid, but you not react to it, you react to it, then you know you're not in a good place yet. Why are you reacting to that? So I'm studying now from a professor in Tel Aviv, wonderful lady, amazing lady. She did a TED talk as well. And she's a professor for psychology, but the behavior of a human being. So in Israel, if you don't drive good, people open the window and tell you, you know, what you should do with your license. And the question usually they ask, that's how they start the conversation, who give you your license? She's a professor for psychology. So I happen to see it in action physically, and then look for her. She opened the window, and she say, Avi in the driving school. She actually answered the guy, who gave you the license? Avi in the driving school. The person couldn't answer back anything. He smiled and he continued going. That's it. That was the end. So me watching, I said, hello, excuse me, who are you? She said, I'm a professor of psychology. I said, yes, you expect somebody to be like different look. She looked very good and fresh, young. So then I look for like everything she teach. Wow. And she talk about reaction of human being. So the night of checking for the Chametz, that we're doing it Thursday night, it's the night that you check in, who are you? Are you react to every comment that toward you? Are you upset? Somebody call you idiot. Are you upset? Then there is something in you that's not clean yet. And I think all of us still have it. So that night you're looking for thing. Reaction. What's my reaction? And you're counting from Malchut to Keter, because Keter is the highest level of the Klipa. And Malchut is the lowest, because it's going the opposite. Malchut is minus 1, 10 is minus 10. I mean, Keter is minus 10, from the Klipa point of view, it's going down. So this is the check-in. The next day, another 25 pages of meditation, you're burning the Chametz. Without burning the Chametz, without burning the bread, you didn't do your job. You have to burn it. Not enough to find how selfish you are. Sometimes I call people here selfish and they get like... And I'd love to do more than that. I'm not that popular yet. I want to be more popular. Now, because if I do it, I will stay here with the camera alone. So I can practice yet my specialty. So if you push people to the limit, and I should do it, but I have to use politics too, and to be nice. So you will find out that people have ego for finding out what's wrong with them. I want to throw up when people do that, but I can't do it yet because I'm not popular yet. Once I have the 1,000 people, I will throw up. Maybe in front of people. So, in front of the person who does it, because I can't stand that. When people say, oh my God, I just find out I'm selfish. Really? What are you going to do about it? Let me first celebrate that I find out that I'm selfish. You know? So people are so sick with the ego. I love to say it, people, and not me. Love it. I give you the chance to judge me. Thinking about everything, baby. Been in that business for 30 years. Did my class in front of 3,000 people, but then it's easy. Because if 500 leave, I still have 2,500. Anyway, so the idea is, what are you doing with what's wrong with you? What are you doing with that? And you just find what's wrong. You make a list. I'm selfish. I'm jealous. I'm this. I'm this. I'm that. I'm cheap. So now you find out I'm cheap. Are you going to be generous? No, but I find out I'm cheap. After all, Rav Ashlag says it's enough to find out what's wrong with you. I found out I'm lazy. What are you going to do? You're going to help more? No, but I know I'm lazy. So now you have the ego even worse. Because not only you find that, so that's why I call it the fake spiritual people. What is a fake spiritual people? People are only searching what's wrong with them. What are you going to do about it? Nothing. I'm eating too much. What are you going to do about it? Eat less? No, listen, I just discovered it. 7 years maybe I eat less. But now I know the day of the burning of the Chametz, that you do it around 10:15 in the morning, you're burning either all yourself, if you're all ego, then burn your entire self, burn it, or half of yourself, or quarter, or whatever you think is wrong with you. If you think the whole thing is wrong, then burn it, bury it, make it disappear in the burning of the Chametz. Say goodbye to you. Don't make a list. How much you change? Be real. How much change from last year? How much change? How much really change? I can witness on myself. I don't think that much change. Maybe I get worse. Maybe I get better. I really don't know. I mean, the only one is my children, my wife, who know me well. If I change or not, I'm concerned. Might be the whole Eliyahu thing in there, and then give birth to a new one. You know, resurrection. But I think some people don't see that the old self gotta go. Gotta go. You gotta go. You can't stay covering with lies and clothing. There's many people, you know, sometimes you see women do that a lot in New York. They have a lot of coat, a lot of sweater, a lot of things, and 3 bags. You ever saw women with 3 bags? Something's wrong. 3 bags, something's wrong. Judge them right away. Tell them, you're wrong. Oh, but I have computer and this and cosmetic and that. Wrong. Don't be afraid they judge you. Don't be afraid that they will tell them, you're wrong. 3 bags is wrong. More bags, more cover, more lies. You have to remember that. The same for men, by the way. More stuff to cover than them. If I could go fly to Israel just with a filling bag, what I need, and a pants and maybe one underwear there, I would be very happy. And you can ask my own kids if you don't believe me. I would be a happy human being. Okay? That's open. When you're open, yeah, no problem, no big deal. What are you hiding? That's Pesach, my friend. That's the burning of the Chametz. What are you hiding from you even? What is that you don't tell you in the mirror? Do you tell everything to yourself in the mirror? I know I do. Do you tell everything to yourself in the shower? I know I do. There's no lie to me. Me and me know the lies. I know the lies. If I say no carbs this week and I did, Aliyah, good cheating, I caught you in the mirror. Don't lie to you. Don't lie to you. Don't practice. In the end, with you, be honest. Because if you start lying to you, it's called a disease already. It's a psychological disease. You can never get out of this. Okay? Very important. That's when you're burning the Chametz. Now at night comes the big night of Passover. How easy it is, huh? From all the thing we did last week, with the letters and the thing. My God. And I don't know where the blonde lady was here last week. She had, and I think she left Pesach forever. And the thing, you know, she came, she was excited to listen to something good. And then I said, like, oh, something, not feeling well, you know? And it was funny. For me, it was funny. From here, I said, what can I do? I commit to give it. I'm going to give it. And tonight is so easy. She should come for tonight. It will be, life will be easy. Anyway. You like it, right?
I was from Debbie. I said, is this going to be really easy? No, it's for the layman. I go...
Anyway, so we have now... this is what you do before. What do you need to think before the first prayer before the Pesach? First, you need to have a full understanding, of course, of everything. But before that, you have to understand Egypt, Pharaoh, everything, reincarnation. You got to understand the basic idea. Basically, when Adam and Eve were created by God and by the angel, all angels were involved in the creation of Adam and Eve. All angels, good and bad. Good and bad. And when Adam had to fall to the scene of losing sperm, he created human, he created soul. not with Eve, but another woman. For 130 years, he did it for 130 years with another woman. So he created basically souls that if you look at the Bible and you know the Bible by heart, you will see that those souls are usually named Ben Adam, the son of human. That's how you know they born from that sperm. Ben Adam, Ezekiel, they don't call him Ish, they don't call him human, they call him the son of Adam. Why the son? What about Eve? Because he's only the son of Adam. It was no woman involved in this. It was only sperm. So now you know why they call him Ben Adam. So all the prophets actually were high soul, but they had to go through a lot of cleansing, too many reincarnation. So first reincarnation, the flood. What is the flood? Boiling water from up, the burning the people and make them disappear. What is a sperm? Boiling liquid. It's the same thing. So the same thing they did, the same thing coming back at them. What is the next level? The Tower of Babylon in Iraq, right? What is the third? Egypt! What is happening in Egypt? Are they killing the girls or the boy? The boys! Because the boys did the problem. So they are the reincarnation of that sperm from Adam. So this is keep coming back. Keep coming back. Now how do you say to make love in the Bible language?
And you know.
To know. How do you say knowing in Hebrew?
Ladat.
Very good. The dat is in the neck. How do you say neck in Hebrew? Oref. Oref, the same letter as paro. Paro, oref. Same. What is the narrow part of your body? The neck. Mitzrayim. Tsar. Narrow mean tsar. Mitzrayim mean Egypt. So the translation of the whole thing is the entire Pesach is how to control the neck. Okay? The entire Passover, what we're doing is that Pharaoh will not go back up to the head. So it's a fight. We have a war. Where is Moses come from? The soul of Moses also come from that, from the neck. Okay? So there is a war between the two forces, positive and negative. How to win that negativity? Not to go to Gimel Rishonot. Not to go to Keter Chuma Bina. And we have two tools. Wine and matzah. That's the entire two tools we have. And 15 stages. Why 15? Great question. Because we have the wine is Ima, is Bina. Matzah is Chokhmah, is Abba. So we have Yud is Abba. A is Ima. You have to remember that. Why is the Yud and A, Abba and Ima? Because the name of God. Yud, K, Vav, K. You have four letters. The first letter Chokhmah, second letter Bina, third letter Zerampin, last letter Malchut. You have to remember that, okay? So there is four letters corresponding to the 10 Sefirot. Where is Keter? This little thing above the Yud. That's where Keter is. So now you have all of it in those Hebrew letters. So the name of God is not just name of God, like the people who call themselves Jehovah Witnesses. You know, I always meet them. I said, do you know what the meaning? Do you know the level? Do you know the? And I always challenge them. Yes, we know. It's a way. We have to say the Bible by that. Now, I said, no, you got to know more. So you want to get more people to follow you? Let me teach you. You got to know. No. Every time I like to have debate with people, I love that. I mean, I'm a debater. You sit with me and I will agree with you, just I will add more information for you. You should know that. You represent Yudke Vavke. You know, this group, I don't know if you ever met them. Yudke Vavke Witnesses, Touch Your Garment and Witnesses. They don't do it here. In the East Coast, they do it. Here it's weak. I don't feel them, you know. But in the New York or Washington, D.C., or where else I met them? Many places. What?
New York, Boston, where?
New Jersey?
New York.
New York has a lot. That's a lot of them. Jersey. New York has the Jew for Jesus. They have Yud Kevavke. They have the Mormon. They have more here, I think. Mormon is more than theirs. But anyway, that's not the subject. The idea is understanding, because I love all philosophy, I love all religion, I love everything that guide the people for a better thing. But I believe you should study more to know something that I can make their religion actually better if they study that concept. But I think it was one good thing they say and then everything else follow this and Shalom Aleichem. That's it. That's the deal. Study more. I mean, you would know what the name of the letter. It's beautiful. Beautiful when you study Yud Kevavke. Anyway, Matzah, Yain, Matzah, Wine. Question that Robert is asking me, why do you call it Matzah? I mean, it's not an attractive name. Robert said, why don't you call it candy? Why matzah? Why matzah? Where does the matzah come from? So for this, we have to go to the book of the Zohar. And when you get to the book of the Zohar, you're going to get an understanding in the Parashat Emor, Why do we call it matzah? So far, so good. I don't think we have a lot of questions. It's easy, right? Fun, easy, we're laughing. It's good. You don't have too many letters in your head, too many numbers. You didn't do good at school with numbers. You have no idea. I think I'm in the wrong class. All right. We're doing well. So this is a little bit deep, but I will do the best I can to make it simple, okay? What is matzah? What is it? Besides that it's a flat bread, and we can give you all the motivational story, that it's like going in the same, it's coming out the same, so it kind of feel good, so no ego, you're flat, no ego. How many of you enjoy not having ego? None of you enjoy. If you enjoy not having ego, that's ego by itself. You got it? Or it was too fast? Okay. Everybody laugh because they're afraid to look like they don't get it. Okay, that's the ego too. Anyway, so the idea that we need to understand that the flatbread has basically a meaning. And let me read from the Zohar. Pirush, bet matzavim yesh ba malchut. There is two aspects to malchut. Remember, malchut is the receiving. Matzav Aleph, miterem meuta, shataz besot bet amirot gedolim. On Wednesday, God created the sun and the moon. I don't know if you know that, but God created the sun and the moon on Wednesday. He created them together. But the way they say me'orot, the lights in the sky, he used the word me'orot without vav, that means curses. God created the two curses. If you don't study Zohar or Kabbalah or deep stuff, you wouldn't see it. It's one letter missing. But it's no mistake that one letter missing. It's telling you that day was beginning of the problem after creation, before Adam and Eve. What was the problem? The moon used to receive light from Bina, and the sun received light from Bina as well. So they are basically equal. Life is beautiful, everything is wonderful. The Erampin represent center column, Tachagamet, and everything to do with more mercy. So it was mercy mixed with judgment, it was balance. Malchut represent only judgment, but it's receiving the whole totality of what the endless want to give. It seems like the Malchut has a better deal, because I'm receiving everything. But look what Rav Ashlag write. Sheva Matzava Aleph, the name according to Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, to Malchut receiving all the light from Bina, what do we call that nourishment of light coming from Bina? You want to know? Matzah. You want to know where the name Matzah came from? That's the name Matzah. Matzah means, the word Matzah means when Malchut receiving the light directly from Bina. Now you need to know what's coming on Pesach. As we enter Pesach, as you do the first pray and before you do the kiddush of the wine, you already, the activation of the energy start to fall down like it was before the creation of Adam and Eve. Never before happened. Never before. What do we call when Zerampin received the light from Bina? We call it lechem, bread, or lechem min hashamayim, or chametz. We call it either chametz, what do you call chametz? Leavened bread? Leavened bread or bread from heaven. If you remember, God say, I will nourish you with from bread from the sky. Whatever it means, the manna or not, we don't know. But he say, God say, bread from the sky. Bread from the sky, why you use the word sky? What do you say, I will shower you bread? Do you get it from the sky? The word sky is so important. Shamayim always equal Zeranpin. So there is good news and bad news. The good news, the Matzav Aleph, the first condition, how it used to be before on Wednesday, what we call Matzah, now you know what Matzah, it was a great thing. Because you receive all the energy, one shot, no filter from Bina. And we are Malchut, we are the children of the Malchut, all of us. We are the children of Malchut. We are a true result of Olam Asiyah, of the world of action. We are living on physicality. So we are Malchut people. But because those of you who study Kabbalah know there was Timtum, restriction, blah, blah, blah. So we can't receive any longer direct. So we have to receive everything through Zer and Pin. But the original creation that lasts for a few hours or a few seconds, boom, energy come. When is this happen again? Every Pesach. Only at the Seder. Now you know what you need to celebrate. So, in the moment that you're going to touch a matzah, eat a matzah, in the time that you need to eat it. Now you know why you have to go bananas on the matzah, like crazy about the matzah. And those of you who have time, I told you on Robertson there is a bakery running by great rabbi friend of mine. Both of them are two rabbis, great friends. And the last time they did it here, it's called Torat Chaim. I highly recommend it to go help tonight, because whoever help even a little bit to clean the place, to I don't know, you're not professional as my children. My children know how to bake it professionally. But if you're not professional and you just want to clean the steak, maybe they allowed you. Wonderful people there. Wonderful. Really great. And it's not far. You should go. So, when we talk about burning the chametz, what are we burning? Now it's deeper, right? What exactly are we burning? But it's still simple. We're burning not just the ego, what's wrong with you, this, that, the list. When you make the list, what's wrong with you, it's already ego. We're burning the lechem min hashamayim. All year, 365 days minus 8 days, right? It's the day of the year your nourishment come to Zerampin. On Pesach, God say, listen, I want you to test something which is different. Are you willing to test how originally you're supposed to get energy? How was it? No filter. I will infuse you with everything, every light possible, all in one shot. And what do we call it? Poor man bread. You should call it rich man bread. Why is it called poor man bread? Because nobody can manifest it. The amount of light that's coming creates darkness, because there is nothing to reflect it back. There's nothing that equal enough to receive it. But on the night of the Seder, we all consider kings and queens, so we can receive that energy. That's the celebration, my friend. When you're holding that cup of wine, when you eat from the matzah, you have to feel this is you going back to Wednesday before the difference between the sun and the moon. You're going back to the original creation before the sin of Adam, before the problem, before all issues. So you're going back to the original way of what God want to give you. What is it that you want and you didn't receive? Going back to the letter Dalet and A that I explained before. Are you feel poor enough from 2018 to 2019? And A, what is that you're changing? Two letter of the month. You have to come up with a list of the thing that must change for you this year. Must. You can't come to Pesach with no list of what is it that I must have this year, and a second list, what am I willing to do for it, and how I'm going to work it out. I don't care if it's losing weight or it's being nice to 1,000 people this year. Whatever you want. There is inner change, there is external change, there is achievement in life, there is internal achievement, there is many, many areas to change. But I gotta commit for something that is gonna happen. Because at that night, whatever you injected to your brain, to your computer, it's easily to manifest it later. Those of you who will think small, unfortunately, will not have a great year. Unfortunately, that's the law. Thinking small, become worse than 2018. Thinking big, you have a chance. Don't dare for a second to think small. Think as crazy, wild desire as you can. Unfortunately, if you keep thinking about you, about you, about you, that will never happen. It will go against you. Become judgment. So you have to understand, the gates are open. You can draw as much as you want. But after that, write down, what are you going to do with that? Who are you going to share it with? You want 1 billion? It's nice. What are you going to do with 1 billion? Eat more steak, travel more? Enough already. You have to start planning how the sharing takes place. You want to have enough time. You want to live till 310 healthy. Let's say. But what are you going to do with all those years? Are you planning to live that life? Everything has to do, I want to receive that for what? Okay? Always. Always. Otherwise, it's darkness. Like poor man bread. So it's a poor man bread if you don't know what you're doing. Yafe. Now, before we go into the 15 stages in an easy way, understand there is itchatshut. Itchatshut means
renewal.
Huh?
Renew.
You renew yourself on Passover. Netina, giving. V'yetzira, creation. Yitzira mean to be, not Yitzira from the Olam Yitzira. I'm talking about Yitzira as a verb. What are you going to create this year? So you have to think what I want to renew about myself, what I want to give, and what I want to create this year. Before we go into all the stages, just to remind you, when you do the pray, those of you pray, now all of you pray, I don't know if we're going to do the prayer of RVT or not, that depends on whoever organized the minyan. So if we do it here, the minyan need to understand, it's a very powerful minyan, because there is Ahara, that I explained it in the last lecture, a special type of light, that been received already when you pray. As you're getting to the house, if you pray outside the house, you're holding the cup. That's the first aspect of the Agada. And let's go through that. So far, any question? No? If no, we can continue. So we have the Keara before the person who do the Kiddush. There is a plate. There is items. I already explained it. 375 is the Gematria for Keara, for the plate, which is 6 items, 3 matzot, plus the 1 plate, it's 10. So it's 10 items who control 365 days, together 375. That's actually what you're doing. Alright? And what you're putting usually neck. It's called Zroa, but most people put neck. Neck why? Because of the dot, you're burning the neck. That you can either put arm of a lamb or arm of any animal, chicken, because it represents the arm Zroa Netuya. That God promised the Israelite, I will get you out of your problem with a strong hand. That's where the Zroah come from. On the left side, of course, you put the eggs, Betzah, egg, that represent the whole idea of desire, because Bia in Gemara, in the Talmud, mean desire. So to increase your desire, because most sin, most problems start when you start wanting less from life. That's how you know you're going down. Always want more because God want to give you more. What are you going to do with it? That's a different story. In the middle, of course, in the middle we have the maror. In the middle we have the maror, your famous thing. And we're going to explain the maror in a few minutes. We're going to go through all the stages, which I think are beautiful. Yeah. It's my Agadah, with too much writing. I got new one this year. Yeah. Maror symbolize all the bitterness in your life, all what you want to remove, internal and external. You chew it until it becomes sweet. We all know it. My kids are perfectly honest with me, like me. Said to me, Abba, it never becomes sweet. I try it very hard. So mine does. So I don't know. So I'm very blessed with honest kids. When you have honest kids, they tell you in your face. I said, don't chew it. Say, but if it doesn't become sweet, swallow it, you know. Then you have charoset or netzach. Charoset is it's a mix of 3 roots and 7 fruit. One of the roots is poison. Don't put, if you make it yourself, don't put too much. Is gonna kill. So put a little bit of that, and it's actually good for your stomach. You put too much of it, you die. So be careful. Don't play with it at home. Try to eat the charoset here. Don't do it at home like us. It has to be done measured by people who know what they're doing. Then we have karpas on the left, celery leaves or parsley leaf. Ashkenazi put potato. It's a wrong tradition. It's absolutely need to be changed immediately, because only within the parsley or the karpas has the energy to remove the katnut. You already know what katnut is. So it's a wrong thing to do. Do not eat a lot. Hasidim that look like Ashkenazi, but they come from Eastern Europe. Only one person eat karpas because they it's so dangerous, the katnut. So dangerous that they don't want the katnut to come to their life. So one person do bore pri adama for everybody else. But the tradition we do it according to the Ari, so we do, everybody do the thing. The matzot, only one person should do 3 matzot. I know last year I tried to be generous, everybody should do it. It wasn't smart. It's still okay, but people get more energy if one person in the room do it. And yesod, you have the lettuce. Lettuce is chasa. Chasa comes with chas, mercy. And then you have the plate. The head of the table put 3 matzot. He need to meditate that the top matzah is Kohen, middle matzah is Levi, lower matzah is Israel. Last week I explained with different type of hay. So now, let's go and see after we set it up. We have something called Kadesh. We will announce Kadesh. Hopefully the screen of the TV will work with computer perfectly so everybody can see what's going on. So we work on it with meditation, with everything. So it will be here so everybody can see what's going on. Hopefully. I don't know if it will be a camera to see me what's happening between here. We don't have it like sushi, one of the restaurants here. Sushiko, they have like video on the chef, like what's happening. Because who knows what I'm doing there. So we show you a video from last year. So we have Kadesh. We come into Kadesh. What do we need to think before you drinking that wine, before the blessing? The first thing, cancel yourself almost like you not even exist. But if you know that you cancel yourself, it means you exist. So it's called Rikavon Mushlam. Rikavon Mushlam. Rikavon Mushlam means, what's the word for the Rikavon? When the seed disappears in the ground.
Deterioration.
Deterioration of the seed, or
disintegration,
I think, no? Disintegrate. So when the seed is totally disappeared, it's the only way you can give birth to a new thing. So until you don't disintegrate all you, there is no new you can come. So if you disintegrate 20% of you, you have 20% new. That's how the ear is going to look like. So how much of you think need to be better next year? I like a new me. I don't mind new me. All new thing, fresh, amazing. You know, say goodbye to the Eliyahu 2018. Good and improve. Eliyahu 2019. You know, every car, they have to make a change. Either the mirror change, this, you know, they have to. Every year, even a little bit. You know, but they have to make a change. So, of course, I'm not going to the meditation with the 5-finger, Achdatam, all this. You have to do the homework, and you have to do a good homework. I'm only giving you the simplicity of the blessing. So as I wrote to myself, before you start, cancel yourself like a seed. I wrote it, so I'm sharing with you my meditation. And you have to feel that your Kiddush is the beginning of creation, before Genesis, before Adam and Eve, before everything. So it's the beginning of creation. You actually create the world right now by this wine. If you don't feel that way, it's not going to work. You know, I'm not going to be convincing you, because that's the way to take care of your life. You don't want the year 2018 to be better. If you want it to be better, you already lost the battle. You want it to be new, totally something totally different. Oh, like something I'm definitely not going to think about it. Like I don't even know that this year is going to be that good, because I cannot even dream about it that way. So it's going to be so good that my brain now cannot grasp it. So I got to change the brain. Let's say goodbye to the old brain. I want to be as healthy as possible, but can God remove a little bit of the pain on my leg? No, that's already a problem. You have to say, I don't care about this. All new, healthy, love, money, everything. So I cannot even ask for anything, because if I ask, I'm limited. I just have to say goodbye to 2018 me, bury it. And somebody here, whatever left, it's called Reshimot, without going to details. The Reshima, which is called memory from last year, is a memory is asking for a new creation. Only a memory. But you are not, you are gone. You are totally gone. Stage 1. Stage 2. Urchat. Only the head table, wash the hand. We already went through the meditation of Yud. Vavdalet time, you, it's more complicated, I don't want to talk about it. So, you're doing 2 things here. Meditate, when you see me washing the hand, look at my hand, look at the water, and meditate 2 things. I'm washing my hand with the water that God created the world with. If you, those of you know Genesis, it's written that God created, Bereshit bara Elokim et hashamayim et haaretz v'haaretz et hatovavohu, that God created heaven and earth, and but he talk about the mayim, but he never say that God created the mayim. He said that the mayim, the water was there already. Where does water come from? Very good. Kabbalah is telling us, when the head table washing the hand, these are the water of the creation. So after the creation, the Kiddush, come the water of the world. So what are you washing? You're washing everybody in the room, stubborn, stupid consciousness, okay? And you are throwing it on the enemy that are not allowing you to think big, which are usually internal enemies, okay? Sam and his wife, you know their name. I don't want to say their name at night. Good. Then we come to Karpas. Again, I'm not going to tell you about Karpas. I can only give you a hint. If you take Gematria, the word Karpas, it will be five times Chesed. Five times Chesed. I mean, just to let you know how much I'm not telling you, so this is my Agadah. So you see, it's a mess. I'm trying. Eat as little as you can here. As little as you can. I know some people really enjoy, oh my God, parsley is actually healthy for you. So not now. Not in this stage. Leave. The little leaf, salt water, and eat. That's what you gotta do. Don't eat too much. Actually, did I tell you what to do with the wine? So the wine, I tell you. You lift this. So what you do is lifting the wine, then you're drinking the wine. How much you drink? At least half a cup. At least half a cup. Okay? Then washing on the hand, you look. So I'm telling you what to do, and I'm also telling you the soft meditation. Now, if I tell you that everything is Genesis, so first was creation, then was water. What come after? Trees and grass. What are we having? Karpas. What is a karpas? Trees, grass, and all of this. So the entire creation takes place in the Seder. So God created the trees and the flower. Here we are. So why five times chesed if it's all dinim? We studied it already, right? Everything is dinim. Everything is katnut here. So why the gematria of karpas is also shchem? Shchem, like Yosef. Shchem, nablas. So like Yosef, that he was nothing, he was katan, katnut. And who Yosef become after? Gadol. So they give you a hint, if you're capable of, okay? Also, the word parech is hidden here, and parech stands for the hard work. How many people were in Egypt? 600,000. How many Jew? 600,000 Jew. So 600,000 Jew is, Samech is 6, the number 60. So they tell you 600, that was working hard. Everything is hidden within this word. Still, don't eat a lot. Just do the blessing, Borei Pri Adama. Then come Yachatz, the head table, is taking the middle matzah, break it by two, need to show it to the audience. Audience need to see. Make sure, one thing that you don't want to do in Passover, no matter what happened, don't talk. It's the hardest thing to do. Just don't talk. Whatever you do, talk with your eyes. Don't talk. There is a time to talk. Only by after you start doing the amotzi for the, not for the maror, when you start eating the meal, that's your time to talk. Do not try not to talk till then. Till you don't see a fish or meat or steak or whatever I don't know what's the menu. Don't talk. What's a big deal? It's called Pesach. Pe, mouse. Sach, talk. Sach is lasuach, ledaber, to talk. So let this one, for that night, don't talk. I mean, it's worth it. Then you're going to talk, says, you know, oh my God, you know, the batzala is here. Who care? Oh my God, this maror is really strong. Don't say it. Nothing. Don't. Stick to the thing. You want to help somebody, stand up, go help them. Show them there. You can talk, say, here is that. Not too much expression. Show them to the point. Forget to tell you this. Don't talk. Break the matzah. Bring all the light from the matzah now. Remember what the matzah? It's all the light that was from the beginning, right? And of course, there is so much meditation here. One side is Dalet, one side is Vav. Okay, because this matzah is built from Dalet and Vav. So, okay, one is Mashiach ben David, one is Mashiach ben Yosef, one is becoming a free command for later, one is becoming the part that we eat a motzi with. There is so much knowledge in that I think I explained last week. But the main thing you want to do is to look at the breaking of the matzah, say the word Yachatz together, and understanding that what we have here is everything is within the A of Elohim. Everything is with the A of Elohim, because there is different name of Elohim, but the A is been drawn different. Some Kabbalists said that is dividing Ephraim and Yehuda, the Messiah, or Ephraim Yehuda. Other Kabbalists said that because it's the second Messiah, it's representing left column, so you break in the left column within you. Okay. Magid is the part that usually is boring if you don't read Hebrew. People don't like that section because you basically read. You read non-stop. You just read. And if you don't recognize the Hebrew letter and you don't read it, advice, look at the English, look at something, look down, don't talk in Magid. Because Magid means how is the words will affect the entire ear. Don't be stupid, don't talk, guys. It's few hours only. It's better to do the work and later on talk. Now, Magid is basically ledaber, to talk. And in this section, there is code between each letter, which are 1,000. I didn't really share it with you last week. 1,000 meditation between each letter. And you want to say that, if you can say the words, you know. And in the middle of the Magid, we say, Alachmania, here is the poor man bread. You have to remember. So what I will do usually, I will reveal to you the matzah. Aniya means poor, but the Kabbalists all say also Aniya means to answer our question. Meaning that whatever you ask from God will be answered tonight. There's two meanings. Aniya means poor, Aniya means la'anot. La'anot means to be an answer. Then the kids, if we have kids, will say, Manishtana alayla zeh. If not, we take the young people, only 50 years old, or something like that. Manishtana alayla zeh. And we sing, what is different tonight? Why? Because at that night, things are different. Can we turn on the air condition before I need to open the wiper or something? I don't see. Thank you, David. So, and then we continue. And we're coming to the fourth son. Fourth son. If you take the word fourth son, the word ben, ben mean son. Ben is 52. A little bit complicated, okay? Four times 52 become kodkod. Kodkod means the skull. I will do the best I can to explain it, but don't go too far with that, okay? Usually, Leah facing the Arabin face to face, because the Klipot really want to take all the light from Leah. Rachel is back to back, like in Rosh Hashanah, with the Arabin. So they have two women. Leah is face to face. Okay, the Klipot only want the most amount of light. Rachel doesn't have enough to offer. So what is happening? Because the back of Leah is revealed, and Klipot only can connect to the back, they want at least something. But Rachel is face to face, they don't want to get close to the face, because Klipot can only connect to the back. They want to go then to Leah. The four sons is what coming from the light of the connection between Ze'er Anpin and Leah, through the skull, through the neck, into Rachel. So when we talk about those four sons, is four category of this type of light. That was already complicated. So maybe we should not even go there. So we have wise, wicked, and I'm looking at it, I loved it. I put it there and I never saw it, it's beautiful. So what I put there, it's nice. But I can be another 5 hours on that. It's not fair. I promise to make it a certain amount of time for people. Yeah. Ah, so much. Anyway, so the four boys, again, is the energy that's coming from above to the skull of Rachel. And Rachel is now, the Klipot deal with Rachel, but they're going to get burned if they deal with Rachel. When we get to the person, which is a weird person, we don't even know why he's there, to the boy, one of the son, it say the one who doesn't know how to ask question. The one who doesn't know how to ask question, what do we call it? The one who does not know how to ask. Okay, look at the translation, it's good. It's written, at ptachlo. You should open for him. The answer is weird. Why is it that you should be open to him, the translation in English? It says because Passover, it's all about opening the door to people who have no chance to be spiritual. For that reason, it says in Passover, you have to invite all the poor. Not just people who don't have money. Poor mean people who have no knowledge, who have nothing. So on Pesach, you have to have a list of people who have no chance ever to be spiritual. Those are under that category. They don't even know what to ask. Like some of us last Monday. All right. Then we have a lot of meditation that we did last week. I'm going to skip it. Ooh. Yeah, beautiful. So we skip it, we read Magid. And then we come to Dam Ve'esh Ve'tibrot Ashan. We're coming on the old concept of hitting the Pharaoh within us. We print the first magazine ever, so you're going to read my explanation on that. So it's a short magazine, just a little bit explanation. So it'll be ready soon. So when you say dam in blood, fire, and smoke, you basically take a little bit from your cup and take wine to the plate. Some Kabbalists believe you should do it with the cup. Some Kabbalists believe you should do it with the finger. Okay? There's two opinions. All good. Really, all good. After this, you have 10 plagues. You do it again. Do it again. Why you have to do 10 plagues? What's the reason of God is kind of, I'm going to show my muscle. I'm a better fighter than Pharaoh. I mean, what is this story, really? It's actually, who is God? Let's first, who is God? Is God is Elohim? God, what is God we're talking about? Yudkevavke, Tachigametan. Tachigametan, which is equal to Zeranpin. Zeranpin, basically, the way we connect to God, the way we connect to the light, it's a little bit off. We've been poisoned by addiction, by problem, by this. Every time you're an addict, you're trying to draw light from Bina directly, not through Zeir Anpin. What is Zeir Anpin? The form of restriction now to receive light. That's it. That's what Zeir Anpin is. So Zeir Anpin, you know, I know I abused my Zeir Anpin this year. I don't know about you guys. So we didn't use Zeir Anpin well, right? We come, we brought some, you know, a pump from the car to suck everything from Bina that we can pump. I cannot have the power to take everything. So I brought pump. I said, let's pull everything down. It's not the way to use Zeir Anpin. So what happened to Zeir Anpin? Become weak. Falling apart. What do we do? Who told us to do that? Even that was not our choice. The klipot. The negativity. So the 10th plague is hitting those negativity. And telling them, I would like to build my connection again. Can you please leave me alone? So when you do that, that's what you need to think about. Okay? And remember, you have to feel like slave. When we start to say, Avadim Ayinu Leparo, we were slave to Egypt. You have to feel like slave. What is a slave does? Slave cannot take responsibility. Slave is slave. Only need think how to receive. I'm going to work. I got a job. 12 hours. I get good paid. There's like us in America here. What are we doing in America? We're slave. Slave. Is anybody want the temple to be built tomorrow? I don't. Can you tell me a little bit what is it like? People ask me, do you want to leave everything here in Los Angeles and go to live in Jerusalem with the temple being built? Can you tell me what it's like? It's a good question. What is it like? I said, Leah, because somebody talked to me today. I don't like the part about sacrifice because I'm vegan. So are we still building that temple thing? Is it still happening? Because I'm living, there is a street called Clinton. I'm living on Clinton, and I just rent my apartment, and I don't think I will move for the temple. So people talk like that. People talk like that. So I said, that's slavery. That's exactly how slavery looked like. Debbie teach me that slavery mean that you don't even know you're slave. That's like a unique concept. That you're comfortable as being a slave. What do you think happened in Egypt? 400 years. They're getting comfortable. Lunch break. I gotta take vacation once a year for 10 days. Where are you going? I'm going to the Nile. You don't need to work. Hey, this is my. They didn't have paper. They have like a rock. What do you call it? Yeah, it's true. They have, instead of paper, people use
stones?
They use a bar. What do you call when you go to a show, a concert show? A bar? To go in, not a bar. What do you call it?
Ticket,
but there's a name for it. It's in Hebrew, it's called shovar. It's a break.
A voucher.
What does a voucher mean in English? Breaking something?
No.
In English, it's beautiful because I like to go to a lot of archaeologists and they explain to me where the words came from originally. So the idea when they used to go to a show, it used to be on a piece of rock. A Roman show, you know, the gladiator, you bring a piece of the rock to get in. That was the ticket. So it's called, in Hebrew, it's called shovar. Shovar means a piece that was broken from something. In Hebrew, it's called shovar.
A ticket stub? A ticket stub?
Don't know the name in English. I'm sorry, my English is not as good as you, my love. I mean, I wish that I could find the words easily. But I'm not American. What can you do? I'm born in the country where the temple need to be built. But I found the slavery here. So anyway, when you are comfortable with what's going on, that's a slavery. We don't want to change. We actually don't. We say we do. It sounds good. Everybody going to Tony Robbins, after 3 months, I'm broke. What happened? I don't know. You know? So you get high from doing those courses. You know, every week I hear another course coming up. Every week, just to let you know. Another course. But in the end of those calls, I meet the people 6 months later.
It's a voucher, by the way.
It's called voucher?
It is a voucher, yeah.
So voucher means breaking something? Where does it come from?
Voucher means to give your word that you're...
No, somebody told me it comes from the Greek words, a Roman word. It's a Roman word or Greek word of about breaking the piece of the cheres.
Could be a coupon.
Huh?
Could also be a coupon.
No, but look for the ancient words. Ancient. Anyway, so the idea is we need to understand galut. We need to understand redemption. We need to understand exile. If we don't understand that we enjoy our exile, we're never going to get out of it. You ever see abused women who stay in abused relationship? Did you ever ask yourself why? If you ask them, I'm not raping, I want to go to the kids, they don't want to get the freedom. They just don't. They don't. And they have 1,000 reasons. 1,000. But one thing, they will never go against whatever it is to take the risk to go freedom. Because freedom is not the number one goal. How can I be comfortable in my prison? How can I make my prison a little bit more comfortable? Can I decorate the prison a little bit? Am I allowed to put pictures? Can you hit me only once a month? Honey, only once a month, okay? Okay, what is this? That's us. That's me. I don't know about you, that's me. I'm not negotiating for... I'm out. I'm out. Out of this comfortable part of the exile. We are living in a beautiful America, which is the most comfortable country in the world, by the way. If you didn't know, those of you who don't, I recommend you to travel and come back to understand we are living in the most comfortable place in the world. We are. Trust me. I want you to travel, so you come back. Go to the narrow road in Europe. And then you understand why they create the mini minor. What do you call that? Because you need it there. Okay? Yes, I know there is a highway in Germany. Yes, I know. Drove there. Yes, I know. I know. Autostrada. And then you're going back to the city where, God bless everybody. We're living in a great country who is making sure that the exile will feel good. Exile in America feel the best. Nothing is better than this. I mean, you think the Jewish people don't know there is more anti-Semitic here in percent than it was in Germany? Of course they know. Of course they know. I mean, if you ask any Israeli who know what's going on, well, yeah, but they didn't mean it. You talking to Israel? They didn't mean it. So you have every college in the West Coast have a movement. I don't know if you heard of it. It's called BDS. I don't know if you know what it is. Every college. And then you have to take the yarmulke, put it in your pocket, disappear. So they know there is anti-Semitic. Don't make them angry. Just don't make them angry. Of course there is anti-Semitic. Of course they can't stand them here. But it's an exile with air condition. It's an exile with good car. It's an exile with fresh bagel. It's an exile with people who cannot afford, they get those paper that you can go supermarket, I forget what they call it there.
Food stamp.
It's a good answer. I mean, let's admit it. So who would want to build a temple and live in a narrow Jerusalem when you have this one bedroom apartment? Yeah, we've been redeemed from Los Angeles. You understand? All of a sudden, that's a problem. So the comfort of the physical world cannot push us to one. In the old days, why is the first and second temple was built so fast? People suffer. The temple saved them from dying. The temple saved them from being raped. The temple, you know, it was a need. The exile was a desperation. Today, exile is not desperation. That's why it's called the worst exile. Why is it called the fourth exile? It's the worst? Because we don't even want to get out. Nobody want to get out. So please remember on that when you do the wine. How much time I have? Got 15 minutes according to promise I had to Debbie.
Yeah. Huh? 20 minutes.
Am I good?
Good.
Am I good? I'm always on time. Honey, don't worry about it. Then we have Dayenu. When you seek Dayenu, when you seek Dayenu, you have to say one thing you appreciate for in your life. You have to say it loud to yourself that your ears will hear it. Or if you're not shy, the people in the table, tell them, there is one thing I appreciate in my life is that. Make sure you tell it to your people. Table. I'm skipping some part. We're reading. Don't worry, you don't have to read. One of my son, I'm sure, will read. And then we're coming to the second cup. The second cup is different than the first cup. Remember, the first cup, I don't know if I told you, is to remove stupidity. Stupidity is every time you commit a crime. So a stupid person in the Bible means somebody who commit a crime. Because why is it called stupid? Because he want less than what God want to give. The second cup is to remove the spirit of sexuality. Now, all men don't like that cup because they say, well, what do you mean to remove the spirit of sexuality? And all the women look, I was in a meeting with the couples. It was the best meeting in Israel. The best. You know, I didn't know how far women talk in Israel open. I forgot, you know, living here 30 years, you forget that the women in Israel, they go, they talk. And all the men said, you know, we meditate, it will be functioning better sexually and all this and that. And the women, their wife, it was, Debbie, you were there, right? So the women look at the guys. I thought it would be like gentle lecture, nice. And the women said, and we meditate for you to always be functioning and everything will be okay for you. But the way she said it, it was the best. She said with the, what do you think? You only meditate, I meditate for you also, that you will be okay. It was very cute, but rough too. So, and I gave that lecture many times. That was like, okay, no problem. So what does that mean, spirit of sexuality then? It doesn't call sexuality, it's called znut. Znut mean, how says znut, Debbie? Zona mean prostitute. Znut is the verb. It's not sexuality, it's...
promiscuous.
What does that mean? Too many...
prostitution or promiscuity?
Yeah, that's what it means?
Promiscuity.
Yeah? Okay, we stay with that. You won. And the idea is that the second cup, you got to balance. What about texting somebody? Or today there is a new word. It's called sexting. You heard about that word? Sexting is a new thing in town. I don't know if it's new, maybe it's old. Sexting, texting, what do you call it when you're flirting with somebody, when you have a husband or wife and friend, or women, for women it's different, because when you get compliments, oh my God, thank you so much, and you feel beautiful all of a sudden, you know, when the snake from the Mowgli is coming to you, and say how beautiful you are, and the woman feels, oh my God, suddenly, my husband didn't give me compliments 7 years, he is a human being, don't see, he didn't wear his glasses that day, no, it's a joke. So, the bottom line is, you have to stop being influenced by the grass is greener on the other side.
Seduction.
Are you blaming the women for seducting you, Yosef?
No.
You're not blaming them. If you're blaming them, they will stop doing it. After this, we're washing our hand. Very simple. Everybody got to wash their hand, because this washing our hand is to remove any type of poorness in your life, so you will never be poor again. Okay? So your money will not disappear. If you have good money, stay. And also, if you don't have money, you will make. You wash your hand like you wash on Shabbat. And the next stage is motzi. When you do the motzi, I recommend to you to hold at least one matzah. Everybody should order one matzah, and we order for you all round matzah, the best of the best. For you gonna have round matzot, all that. And you say the word motzi, and you say the word matzah. You do the blessing. It's only night that you do the actual blessing. And remember, the matzah is chokmah. So when you do a motzi, you are now, only now, the old Ze'er Anpin is gone. After you hit the Ze'er Anpin with the wine and everything, now the new Ze'er Anpin is coming to place. So you have a new pipe to connect to God. You just receive a new tools for the whole year to connect to God. So you eat the matzah. After this comes the maror. What is the maror? Basically vegetables, spicy, you know it already. You chew it until it becomes sweet. Why? Because everything in life, the outside is difficult and the inside is sweet. What is the klipa doing? Why the Zohar, the Ari, Rav Ashlag, all talking about the klipot is important. They don't disrespect ever the klipot. So the klipot is important. They even say that the reason Job suffers so much because he never respect the klipa. He never gave a little piece for the dark side. The klipa is to be respected. Because the klipa is what keep the fruit. Klipa means shell. What keep the orange orange? Klipa. What keep the nuts nuts? Klipa, the shell. What keep the banana banana? The shell. So the shell is an important piece. You cannot disrespect it. So when you eat the maror, you basically eat the klipa to get the sweet. Showing for you that everything in your life, as much as it's bitter, it's sweet. Just the illusion is bitter. And then you eat it, of course. Try to bring your own towels from home. Highly recommended. It has to be clean for Passover. Thank you, Debbie. Bring towels this size. My recommendation. You wrap it around your hand. You cover your mouth here. Don't cover your nose because then you can breathe. Cover only your mouth. Happened to me. I did all the stupid mistake. You can learn from that too. Cover, choked almost. You know? And then the smell going. It's not good. Not good. Bad news. I did all the mistake possible. So I can tell you what's not working. So the maror, meditate. Hopefully at that time I will explain to you more deep stuff in the Haggadah. I will stand up and explain it where I'm sitting now. And I tell you, Bezat Hashem, everything that you need to know about the maror. Usually you take the lettuce, you put maror, the amount that you can handle, usually not larger than half an egg. It's about ping pong, like that, half an egg. So that amount, don't put too much, there is no reason to suffer doing Pesach. And if you need to put too little, then put little, don't push it too hard. The Ari said to touch it with the charoset, but not to put charoset, you know, just touch. I know some people say, oh, that can be easy. Let me take the charoset, which is so sweet. I put it with dates and everything, life is easy. Don't do that, that's cheating yourself. You touch it a little bit because you cannot have all judgment. The maror is all judgment. So you touch the charoset is a little bit mercy. After that, next stage is fun. You take a piece of your matzah, piece of the lettuce, piece of maror, and charoset. That's the best sandwich ever. Now why do we do it? Because this is a preparation to eat. If you just eat, the food is judgment. You don't want to draw judgment. So you activate the mercy within you. By chewing the maror, you're chewing the divim, the judgment. And then the judgment go away. Now you're ready to eat the food. So you're earning it. So you do korech, matzah, maror, charoset, lettuce. You eat them. You don't have to chew it slowly. You can enjoy it. You can just enjoy it. It tastes like vegan sushi. That's how it tastes like, by the way. Then we come to Shulchan Aruch. It's true. It does. We come to Shulchan Aruch. I find all kind of matzot here. I hope it's kosher. Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch means I'm setting up my table. This is when you are eating. Very simple. You're eating. You're eating. Then you can talk. You can have fun. You talk. All Kabbalists agree, do not add more wine to the dinner, but if you have to, you have to. Try to drink only the 4 cup of wine. Don't turn it into, oh my God, it's a French dinner, let me have my wine. Don't do that, it's written, but if you don't feel like it, you will not be judged by heaven. You don't have to worry. You understand? It's not like a must. It's just Kabbalists recommend 4 cup, stick to the 4 cup, that the wine is a tool, the wine is not a celebration. Because there is wine of celebration and wine as a tool. You want to keep the wine still as a tool, with respect. You understand? But if you have to, you have to. Some people, if I said to French people, they will shoot me, you know? So I did it one time, so I know the reaction that I got. So that's what I'm saying, gently, do whatever you want, but Baruch Hashem. Tzafun, tzafun, the revelation I want to tell you about tzafun. Tzafun is when you eat afikoman, the piece, remember the vav from the dalet, and obviously we're not going to have enough for everybody, so you take just a piece of matzah. You cannot eat too much of that piece. It's a secret that I'm telling you, I didn't tell you last year, I didn't tell you this last Monday. You cannot eat after that, because you want to end up the meal with the most powerful for matzah, to get this light, and you eat a small piece. Do not eat all matzah, like something like this. You have to be satisfied from the food before, satiated, have dessert, coffee, whatever we serve, and after you relax, then you eat it. You can't eat it when you're still hungry. You cannot eat it with hunger. It has to be eating the food like the Messiah time, when you don't want it, but you eat it just to connect. Okay? You have to get to that level. Alright. After this Birkat HaMazon, you know, blessing of the food, you know it already. And when you do the blessing after the food, is to have appreciation. Because normally, before you receive something, you're very nice. After you receive it, you don't. I think it's simple. Birkat HaMazon. Appreciation. After that, we say Alel. Oh, I'm sorry. The third cup of wine, the third cup of wine before Alel. And the third cup of mine is La'asir Ruach Ra'ah, to remove the bad spirit within me and around me. Any type of bad spirit. Then we do Alel. Alel is the same Alel that we pray in Minyan. And we say the Alel with excitement, with appreciation. After three glasses of wine, everybody either sleep or they usually appreciate. Try not to talk at that time. It's something that give you the light for the whole ear. So try to focus here a lot. Most people don't focus, unfortunately. It's very sad. Very sad. This is the part that you want really to get the energy, because you already receive all the light from the matzah, the wine. Now you can manifest it for the whole ear. So usually people get tired in this section. Then you come to the fourth cup after all of the reading. And this is to remove impurity from your life, within and around you. And after this, we come into stage 15, which is called Nirtza. And in here, you stop, you close your eyes for 1 minute, and you think, how can I, as the boss of my life, can make my life better? You have to look inside, how can I, as the leader of my life, the leader of my body, can make life better? That's a 15. After this, of course, we sing more songs. Some Kabbalists stand Richir Ashirim, songs from King Solomon. Every Kabbalist do different minagim. But I will lead you to that. And hopefully I will lead you well, Bezrat Hashem, with the help of God, that everything will work out as the perfect way as we can. Try to go to that baking of matzah here. I think it's every night at 9:30. I don't know if they let you in, because if you don't know how to do it, they usually don't like it. But they let you wash the dishes, wash the thing, the thing, which is also something. If you go Friday morning, it will be like, I don't know, 1,000 people there, so it will be difficult even to get in. That's it for tonight, my friend. Thank you so much for coming for the simple part of the Haggadah.